All right, KXFM here in Laguna Beach continues to bring you our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic, especially how it's affecting our local community. And right now we're joined by Chanel Hawkins. She's the Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for Cox in all of California. Chanel, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, how are you doing? How's your family? Are you at home? What's going on?
I am home. My family has been instructed to keep the music off and not use the blender for smoothies while I'm on this call. So my children, I have two young girls, they know to pass me notes under the door when they have questions. But we're doing okay. My family, my husband's a teacher, so he's home, which is nice. And, wow. You know, we're working and getting our homeschool done.
Well, as long as families remain healthy during this time, it is sort of a blessing in disguise, isn't it? We've got a few kids under our roof as well. And, you know, when do we ever get to do this?
It's true. We did yoga online with my 7-year-old. My 9-year-old was not interested, but definitely less travel for me, which is nice, and ability to be home with a family. You've got to think positive on the things and opportunities you have right now.
Yeah. So what is going on with Cox on a company level? Are people still going to work? What percentage is still going to work? Who's working from home? How's it going for you guys, you know, in all of your branches?
So statewide, you know, obviously people understand that having the connection to internet and phone, we are what's determined as an essential service. So we're really encouraging work from home for our employees, which most are. Obviously, there's field technicians that do need to keep our network up, and they are taking all the precautions that we need to make sure that they're remaining safe and healthy. But we had a stress test on the first day a few weeks ago to make sure that our network would support working from home. But we've made that transition quite rapidly, and I think we're learning a lot of new ways to be able to communicate with our employees. But so far, so good.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my primary question for you guys. Is there any circumstance, let's say nobody could go to work at Cox, let's say somebody got infected and everybody had to remain in isolation. I mean, can your employees just stay at home and the grid stays alive?
100% no.
Okay.
There are some emergency restorations and things that we need to do physically and at our master telecommunication centers to make sure that the grid stays open. Can 90% of our population stay home? And don't quote me on that. But yes, so my public affairs team, my communication, community affairs, and government affairs, you know, we're all home. So if you can work from home, we certainly are. We really want to make sure that we're doing our best to flatten the curve for this pandemic.
Right. But obviously there are certain workers, certain types of jobs that no matter what, somebody's got to go there and do that job to keep everybody online.
Correct. Yeah. And even with cities, you know, making sure that they're closing down businesses, that part of our business, you know, certainly needs to stay open because of all the things that people are connecting to while they're at home right now.
Well, next to hospitals and grocery stores, I'm pretty sure the cable and internet company is probably the third most important business right now. I can't imagine how we would possibly be going through this or maintaining, keeping up to date or doing anything to entertain ourselves or anything at all without the internet. So, I mean, I don't think we've ever been in a pandemic in a modern time period like this where the internet is so crucial, and I'm sure you guys don't take that lightly.
No, and fortunately, we actually just had a huge effort. We're statewide. I mean, basically 99% of our customers already were able to achieve gig service. And so that already happening and us putting in that infrastructure and rolling that out and being one of the first people to be able to do that certainly has helped us in this time. We have a robust infrastructure in place that has been thus far able to handle the peak in usages and the shift from evening hours to more daytime hours. The resiliency and redundancy of our network has really been serving us well in this time because people are using more bandwidth, staying home, you know, watching movies. And so we haven't seen any issues really arise at this point, aside from normal issues where things get congested in our nodes. But thankfully, our customers have fared quite well thus far.
Were you a little nervous at first before that initial stress test that you guys could definitely handle it?
You know, it's a change, right? It's just like any large company. I will say that our company was really looking at this as very early. And so I'm glad that they were. At first you're like, gosh, is my company paranoid? But they really are. They were really, I would say, forward thinking. And so we started a lot of these processes and tests earlier, I think, than maybe some of the other companies. And that's been great. And so before any of the mandates, we were already kind of testing out the work from home before anybody really needed to.
Wow.
And that was smart. And we're happy about that in retrospect.
Yeah, that's impressive. Again, Chanel Hawkins on the phone. She's the Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for Cox in the state of California. I know I'd read some press releases about some relief or some enhanced services that you're providing for certain customers. So can you talk about what you're doing financially for people right now?
Yes. So as many know, we are really involved in our community and really involved in making sure education and innovation in education has always been our focus philanthropically. So right when this happened, we were asked by the FCC to sign on to a Keep America Connected initiative, which we immediately did. So we are not terminating anybody's service, residential or small business, because of their inability to pay by being impacted by the coronavirus. We're also waiving any late fees that a residential or small business customer might incur just because of some of the financial hardships that people are experiencing right now. And we're also opening up all of our Cox Wi-Fi outdoor hotspots for free to keep the public connected.
Wow.
So that was our first prong. And then the second prong, over the next 60 days, we are offering a $19.95 offer for starter internet customers. And we're also doubling that that speed to 50 megs. There's no contract or qualifications, but this really was focused on our low-income population and college students. We were getting a lot of requests from colleges that their students would be transitioning, online, and they needed service. We've always had a big commitment to K-12 education. So our Connect to Compete program is currently $9.95 a month, and that's available to anybody that has a K-12 child, and if they are eligible for any kind of public assistance. So we've offered that program for our new customers for free for the first month. They have basically, 60 days. They get top of the line service should they have any questions about getting that set up. Free Wi-Fi as well. No contract. And so we've also doubled the speeds there. So we've been busy just really kind of making sure that the broader community understands the things that we've been able to do. Our customers also, because they're home, are using the internet more. And right. So a very small percentage of our customers will hit a data cap, because usually it's gamers or people that are doing a lot of activity in their homes. But we've decided to waive for the next 60 days any fees related to data caps, because we understand that there's so many people doing a lot more things at home than usual. And
wow.
So yeah, we've done a lot, and we're really proud of it. We're working with our school districts too, just to make sure that they have the resources they need, that they're able to get the message out to their students. Across the state, we have a national partnership and a statewide partnership with providers of discounted devices. So we really want to make sure that there's nobody that is home that doesn't have access to the internet, either at a free cost or at a very reduced cost.
Well, I mean, it's certainly something we take for granted, right? I mean, all the kids are home and they say, okay, well, we'll all just go watch some Netflix. I mean, that magic ability to do that is because of all this hard work that you guys are doing that we can't possibly even fathom. So that sheds some light on it for me. I think that's really important for the public to know, especially in a time where it's really trendy to hate the cable company. Let's realize what Cox is doing behind the scenes to, keep us all informed and online in this trying time. So thank you from our community. It's amazing.
We really appreciate it. And we love working, you know, working in Laguna Beach and working with your school district. And it's just such a great community. And I know that all the residents there, people are really coming together to support one another and help each other out. And that's what we want to do as a company in Orange County. Absolutely. And which what we normally do, but making sure that we're stepping it up so people do feel comfortable that they're able to get their schoolwork done and get their work done at home.
Do you feel like people are finally adding on premium channels that they haven't paid for before? They're just...
Do you know what? I have heard that, even, that some people are increasing some of their services. I have to say, even in my house, I've got a list of movies that I would like to watch. I just signed up for Disney Plus myself, which we didn't have. So, so yes, people are, people that had cut the cord are certainly coming back because they're just home, and you want to work, but you also want to have some fun and be able to watch some movies with your family.
Well, I'm the first person to always tout Cox's Contour service. I mean, we haven't been able to not find anything that we wanted to find by simply talking into our remote. I mean, every movie you can possibly imagine is on there somewhere, and it might be for free from one of the, premium cable providers, or it might be a rental fee, but either way, it's there. So we use it all the time. So thanks for keeping us entertained.
I get to use it in my office, but I don't live in the Cox service territory. So it really is a bummer because the interface is just so easy. When you have to kind of go back and forth from different apps, and someone's often like, "Hey, where did I see that? Is that on Hulu?" But the interface that we have with Contour, making it all in one spot and easily searchable in a variety of different ways, I'm sure a lot of people are enjoying that right now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for everything you're doing. I'm relieved to know that it doesn't take the entire Cox workforce to keep us online, but also, a little bit apprehensive to hear that you need a few people there. So thanks for being an essential service, and thanks to those hardworking people that put themselves at risk by going to work every day to keep us all online. I think it's important for people to know what's behind all that. So Chanel Hawken, Vice President, Government and Public Affairs for Cox in California, thank you very, very much. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
I would just say, if you want more information or have questions, please go to cox.com. If you have questions about our Connect to Compete program, you can go to cox.com/connect, the number 2, compete. And all of the information you should need is there. So please reach out to us. Reach out to us if you're having any issues. We want to be here for you guys while you're home working and going to school.
Chanel, thank you so much.
Thank you. Right. Hang in there.
Yeah, you too. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, KXFM will be joined by a few more individuals today. Coming up at 1 o'clock here is Dr. James Shen. He's an ER doctor at Hoag in Irvine. That is going to be interesting. At 1:30, Captain Rachel Johnson here in Laguna Beach. And at 2 p.m., Annie Wareham from the Playhouse. That's all coming up on KXFM.